Zondervan presents Unlocked, a Love Story by Karen Kingsbury. Read by Roxanne Hernandez. Prologue. Tracy Harris adjusted her blue Walmart apron and checked her watch. 5 minutes until her shift was up. She stood a little straighter, ignoring the dull ache in her back. A smiling young mom steered her cart into Tracy's checkout lane. The customer's attention was completely taken by her toddler-age son, swinging his legs from his seat in the top of the cart. Tracy let her gaze linger on the little boy, the familiar way he had about him. Then she glanced at the cart. Not too many items. This would be her last customer of the day.
"Play with me when we get home, okay, Mommy?"
The boy was maybe 3, 3 and a half. He had sandy brown hair, and he held tight to a bright yellow and blue Nerf football. His face shone, full of life. The woman used one hand to unload her shopping cart while she placed the other gently alongside the boy's chubby cheek. "It's a deal." She leaned close and touched her forehead to his. "But you have to eat your vegetables first."
"Mommy."
He shrugged his shoulders.
"I like cookies. Daddy says he likes cookies."
"I'll bet he does," she chuckled lightly, freely. The unfettered laugh of a woman whose child was healthy and vibrant and whole. The sound of their joy splashed a sunbeam across Tracy's afternoon. She waited until the woman turned happy eyes in her direction. "Your son, he's darling."
"Thanks."
She blew at a wisp of her bangs. "He never stops talking." Holden used to be like that, Tracy thought. She stuffed the memory into its heart's hiding place and found her smile. "Did you find everything you needed?"
"Yes," she grinned. "All except the extra 3 hours I need each day, but that's okay."
She lifted the last items from her cart onto the belt.
"Walmart's good, but that's a lot to ask of any store."
As she entered her credit card information, the woman chatted about finding the right cabinet knobs for the cupboards they were building in their garage and the perfect set of sheets for their guest bedroom. All the while, her son ran a sort of color commentary.
"Sheets, Mommy."
The boy looked right at his mother, straight into her eyes, clear, sharp eyes, the way Holden's used to look. The child pointed at the bedding.
"Pretty sheets for Grandma."
"Yes, baby."
She grinned, and the two locked eyes. Tracy tried not to stare. The boy was exactly like Holden used to be.
"Cocoa Pebbles!"
He raised the football over his head and giggled as two boxes of cereal slid past him toward the register. He was bright and alert, aware of every nuance his mother made, taking stock of each item she lifted from the cart. He tucked the football close against his middle.
"Football after lunch, Mommy. I can jump so high, higher than you."
"Really?"
Again she laughed.
"That'll be something to see."
She snagged the ball from him, then playfully tossed it in the air, caught it, and handed it back to him.
"I don't know, baby. Your mom's a pretty good jumper."
"I'm a good jumper, too."
Again he held both arms straight up, clinging to the ball with one hand.
"Touchdown, Falcons! See that, Mommy? That's a touchdown."
"Why don't you sing your touchdown song?"
She finished the transaction, and the receipt began to print.
"You love that one, remember?"
"Yay! Touchdown song!"
The child swung his arms in a sort of sitting-down dance move.
"Touchdown, touchdown! All the people in the town come to watch the Falcons play and shout, 'We want a touchdown!'"
He celebrated the song for a few seconds before starting again. As he sang, he made eye contact with his mom and held it. Eye contact. That was the hardest part about watching the customer and her son. Eye contact that shut out the world and allowed a momentary connection for just the two of them. Something Tracy missed most about Holden. The way it felt to see and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?